we'll finish this later.
Lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 folks.
Carl here. Welcome to Cage Fire Radio, episode 10. First off, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, RawBait.com. Check them up. Get Matthew in here. Matthew, how's it going, man? Welcome to your final episode of Cage Fire Radio.
Going good, Carl, man. I'm excited to for tonight's episode and excited for Thursday, man, with that stacked card we have lined up for the first episode of Full Guard Fight Radio.
Yeah, man. That's a big one for sure. Let's get Caitlin in here.
All right.
And the one and only. Okay, the whole gang's here to try to play nice, you guys.
We don't even give Caitlin a chance to talk. She got her music. That was good enough. Now we bring the old guy, old guy in here.
We can take you off the show now.
Gee whiz, man. Didn't even give Caitlin a chance to say hi.
Yeah, I'm feeling the hate on my own show here. Jeez.
How are you, Miss Caitlin?
Well, I'm doing good. Thank you, Skippy.
Skippy Cohen, everybody. As of next week, we'll be the new co-host with Caitlin of Cage Fire Radio. We're going to have him with us all night tonight. We're going to get some things rolling here. We got Jacob the Bull Brown, a young 9-year-old MMA phenom. He'll be on with us in about just under 10 minutes. In the meantime, how's it going, Skippy?
Oh, going good, man. I'm a little sore after getting clinched this weekend, but I'm doing good.
That was crazy tattoo.
It is. If you haven't seen it, check it out on Skippy's Facebook page. He got clinched in a major way. He got clinched so hard that when he's 90 years old, his grandkids are going to ask, "What were you thinking, Grandpa?"
Well, I was thinking, I'm a man of my word, and so is Madhouse. I lost a bet. Everybody assumes I'd go small, but the people who knew me know I'm, pretty much covered everywhere but my ribs and stomach. So I figured, why not go big? I was like, it's 16 inches by 10 inches, so I was like, let's just do it. So I did their logo, and 6 hours almost in the chair. Thank you to
Madhouse sponsor.
Yeah, I really appreciate Madhouse sponsor Ink Tank Tattoo for stepping up and doing that tattoo. Completely, top quality work. So it was rough, though. I believe 100% in Clinch Cut, the mouth guard product. Obviously, you guys are big supporters of them as well because they're a sponsor on your new show. They make the best mouth guard out there. So, for me, it's a win-win. It's a friend. It was a fun bet that made the fight all the more exciting. Even though I lost, it was still great.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. Everyone should get clinched. If you're a fighter, if you're thinking about being a fighter, get clinched. They're the best there is. And like you said, man, they are the first sponsor for the new Full Guard Fight Radio, which I'll be hopping on Thursday with Jason London of Full Guard Fight Gear. So, thank you, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, for being our first sponsor. As we always thank BrawlBase.com for being a sponsor of Cage Fire Radio. And we got We're going to have Jacob here with us in a few minutes. I want to be selfish here and steal a minute of the show. I had a busy week this week. I was at the World Class Fight League's Halloween Havoc on Saturday, which was a great night of fights. 12 full fights, which all delivered. Rafael Garcia and Dwayne Spires, who run the World Class Fight League, are some guys you want to check out. They put on, just like their name says, World Class. It was a phenomenal organization, phenomenal promotion. It was a great debut for that promotion. And, you know, just to be honest, some guys all night, you know, Rafael was checking in with me. Yeah, you know, they were really honored to have MMA Madhouse out there. And it's definitely a good relationship that we've started with those guys. And for any future fights they have to come, definitely going to be cage side for any event they want us at. Other than that, I do want to promo the new show real quick. I guess I'm going from the amateurs into the pro, because Full Guard Fight Radio is going to debut with Hector Lombard as our first guest Thursday night. After that, we're going to have Dion DeLauder from the Florida Combat Network, who's a guy I've been talking with, a great guy, runs the Florida Combat Network down here, and I'm going to be at his fight this Friday, Florida Combat Challenge 3. So it's a busy week for me, and then we're going to close out our show on Thursday with Mark Pavlich. So be a stacked show for me and Jason London, but I know we can handle it because it is the big times. I'm leaving Caitlin and this amateur show behind.
Jeez, do you want to steal any more of the time tonight? I mean.
Hey, Caitlin, let me give Matthew a little bit of news and all the fans out there. Starting more than likely next week, we will have one of the assistant tough coaches from Tough Australia Smashes on every week to recap each previous week's episode. All the way to the finals. So I'm looking forward to having Leonard from Fisticuffs out of Vancouver, Washington, join us. That's going to be something really exciting. You guys, somebody want to jump at this, or do you guys want me to?
I'll take it. I like to do this. I like to be in control.
Of course.
We're going to go ahead and welcome in Jacob the Bull Brown. As we said, he's a young 9-year-old kid with a very extensive, knowledgeable base of jiu-jitsu. He's got a stacked record, a lot of things under his belt, so let's go ahead and bring him in. Welcome, Jacob. How you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Awesome, man. We're glad to have you on with us tonight. You ready to talk about some jiu-jitsu?
Yep.
All right. Give a quick little bio about yourself, Jacob. Like, how'd you get into it, and what where'd your love of jiu-jitsu come from?
Well, what I love about jiu-jitsu is like it's actually a great sport because it builds your muscles up, and when you do jiu-jitsu, you actually get stronger and you get to do better stuff.
That's awesome. So how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 4 years.
That's very cool, man. Very cool.
Hey, Jacob, it's Skippy here. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Well, jiu-jitsu, like, when you do jiu-jitsu, it kind of makes you strong because, like, your muscles, it's going to build it up to, like when you build to grow a man, you have strong muscles when you be, like, in the UFC. And then the moves get stronger as you do it.
Hey, Jacob, this is Skippy here. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, Jacob, can you hear Skippy?
Yep.
You can?
Jacob, hey, buddy, I'm curious if you can hear me. I know you practice jiu-jitsu, judo, and wrestling. Is jiu-jitsu your favorite sport to practice?
Jiu-jitsu is my best sport. I love jiu-jitsu.
Do you like judo as well? I know that you practice judo. Are you starting to fall in love with that too?
I really like judo too. I like when I do my judo moves because it's actually a very strong technique that you do.
Now, hey, let me ask you. I know that you've been on a pretty good win streak, and you've been taking home a lot of titles and medals and points championships at different events. What is your favorite finishing move?
Well, Well, I went on this marathon, like, training hard and working hard and paying attention to my moves that my sensei shows me.
What's your favorite submission to win by?
Kimura.
Kimura?
Oh,
you love the Kimura?
That's my favorite move.
Awesome. You always try and use that one, or is it kind of like when you're in a match, do you basically just kind of get the best position and then go for whatever's available, or are you always wanting to finish in Kimura?
Well, sometimes I always go for the Kimura, and sometimes I always go for the rear naked choke.
Oh, that's awesome. Those are two of my favorite submissions as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jacob, you travel quite a bit to make all these tournaments. I know you've got another tournament coming up soon, don't you? Maybe this weekend or next?
Oh, yeah, my next tournament is a Dula tournament. It's on Sunday. It's going to be a Dula tournament, and I really hope I can win.
Well, the way you go about it, I like your attitude, and you train really hard. Who are you training with?
I train with Marcel Betancourt.
Out of what gym?
A Fight Club.
Yeah, it's a good gym. You got a lot of great students and teachers there.
Thank you.
Hi, Jacob. This is Caitlin.
Hi.
You just had a tournament this weekend. Did you do pretty well in that?
Yes.
Yeah?
How
did it go? Did you get any medals?
Yes, this is it.
What kind of medals did you get?
It was beautiful medals. It had some color in it. It looked very beautiful.
Oh, well, that's good. Where do you put all your medals?
I don't really know.
No? Do you have too many?
But the medals are super beautiful. I like it.
Yeah, you got a couple gold medals this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a lot of gold medals, and I got some silver.
Yeah, you like winning the gold ones better?
Yeah, and I also got three belts.
You also have three belts?
Yep.
That's awesome, man. Talk a little bit about the tournament, though. Like, we know you won a couple golds, but how did it go? Was it a big tournament? Did you like it? Kind of explain the tournament a little bit.
The tournament, it was kind of really, really fun. When I did the tournament, it was so fun because when I did the tournament last time, I took a silver, but I tried my best.
Tried your best? Hey, that's what's most important, buddy. Whether you win gold, silver, you go out there, you try your best, that's what it's all about, man. That's what's really good to hear about young people like yourself.
I always try my best in tournaments.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's why you have success, because you do your best, you train hard, and you're always prepared.
Hey, Jacob, because you do work so hard at what you do, I've had the chance to talk with your dad, and I want to let you know, Drew is working on your logo. And he's hoping to have it to you in the next week or so. So he's really trying. He's been real busy opening up Mount Olympus Tattoo. I told your dad, but he is working on your new logo, and you should have it real soon. And I think you'll be real proud of what he's doing for you.
I'll be so happy.
Your dad said you wanted a big burly bull with a gi on and a purple mohawk, and he's drawing it up just special for you.
Yep, I can't wait to see it. It's going to look so cool.
It is. It really is. You get to go to all these tournaments, and you get to, grapple with some of these other kids. When you do end up with a silver, do you learn a lot?
Well, when I grapple with kids at tournaments, sometimes they actually, they were really good. I kind of like doing it because all kids, they always try their best to win. They always try their best, either or not. You always have good sportsmanship, even if you lose.
Yeah. you have some really tough kids that, you know, you have to face consistently for some of these titles at the tournaments. Are there any kids that you felt are really tough and that you want to go again and grapple with again?
I did grapple against some really tough kids. At least they tried their best.
Go ahead. If you guys want to jump in, jump in.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Jacob. So I know you probably spent a lot of time like training and preparing and stuff. But do you get the chance to watch some MMA and watch like some UFC? Do you have like a favorite fighter?
Oh, of course, I always watch UFC. That's my best TV show.
Yeah, you should teach Kaylin something because she doesn't know anything about UFC.
I knew that was coming. Do you have a favorite UFC fighter?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda?
Oh, really? Really? Why is she your favorite fighter?
Because I like her arm bars. She does
You like her arm bars.
Me too.
That's awesome, Jacob. She's a very, very good fighter. Actually, all of her wins are by submission, by arm bar, so that's got to be something cool to watch, huh?
I went to see her, and she autographed my belt, too.
You got to meet her. That's awesome, dude. So you got it. Is there any, like, is there anybody else, or is Ronda Rousey just your favorite? Is there anybody else you like to watch?
I do like to watch the Diaz Brothers and Ronda Rousey.
They're two of my favorites, too. I really hope to see Nick Diaz come back soon and fight really soon.
I really want to see him fight.
Yeah? Are you looking forward to watching Nate Diaz face Ben Henderson for the title?
I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, is Nate Diaz going to win?
I hope so.
Yeah, buddy. That's right.
I hope he wins, too. I want to see Nate lift up that lightweight title.
Now, hey, Jacob, this is Skip again. Do you like the fight style of Nate Diaz?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You like how he's just really confident when he's in there?
Yeah, because sometimes when I see him in UFC, he like, when he goes into the UFC, he kind of does ground and pound, and he does crazy stuff. That I never
did before. So, hey, Jacob.
Yeah?
When you go to school, do all your other friends know that you're so good at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
Yes.
Are they proud of what you do?
They're always proud of what I do.
Have you gotten any of your friends to come to class with you yet?
Only one kid.
That's Did awesome. He like it?
He loves it.
That's
cool, buddy. That's really cool. You know, I gotta ask you, how's school for you? Do you like school?
I love school.
Right on. Right on. What's your favorite class?
My favorite class is Miss Sandy.
What subject
That's
is that?
That's cool.
And when I go to Miss Sandy's class, my favorite subject is math and reading.
Very cool, man. Very cool. So when you get older, Jacob, are you going to transition from the jiu-jitsu tournaments into MMA?
I'm always going to go everywhere to fight. I'll never stop fighting.
Very cool. So do you want to be in the UFC one day?
I really want to be in the UFC.
Yeah? You're going to be the champion?
I hope so. I'll try my best.
Yeah? Well, that's the right attitude, man. It doesn't matter what the outcome is, as long as you try your best. That's the reason to do it. So you got a great attitude, buddy. You really that's the kind of thing that's going to make you have lots of success is always making sure that you try your best. Whatever the outcome is won't matter. As long as you can say you did your best, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
Hey, Jacob.
Go ahead,
Caitlin, go.
Oh, okay. So, Jacob, what is your fight name?
My fight name is Jacob the Bull Brown.
Why is it the Bull?
Why is it the Bull? Because I fight like a bull, and like sometimes when I'm on the mat, I kind of fight like a bull and I go aggressive.
Yeah, do you like your fight name?
I love my fight name.
Well, that's good.
Hey, Jacob, you mentioned Miss Tandy, your teacher. Does she like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu too?
Oh, she loves Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I told her all about it.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Now, do you have a lot of kids you get to train with at your gym?
Oh, I have training kids that can train at my gym.
Do you have one that you like to train with the best?
I do like to train with Cyborg.
Oh, that's cool. I know that it's late, you know, back east where you are, you know, and I really appreciate you taking time tonight to sit down and let all the fans around the world meet you. You know, if there's anything that we're missing, please tell us anything cool that we don't know about you. Maybe your favorite tournament to ever win?
My favorite tournament, it was UGC. Because there's like a big trophy I won. I won a big trophy.
That's the one you were just in last week?
Oh, I just did it 3 days ago.
Oh, just did it a few days ago. That's awesome.
Did Tommy go to the same tournament as you?
Yes.
How did Tommy do?
Did great.
It's got to be cool to train with your buddy and also go to tournaments with your buddy.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I go to tournaments, I always see him.
That's cool. Well, you know, I don't want to keep you up too late because I know it's a school night. So if anybody else has any questions for Jacob the Bull Brown, you guys, don't forget, follow him on Twitter. It is Jiu-Jitsu Jacob. And you guys, find him on Facebook. You have lots and lots of great videos on YouTube as well. So I really, really appreciate that your family is so supportive of everything they do. Do you like having your mom and dad come to the tournaments with you?
Of course. They always come with me. And they always coach me, even my sensei. My sensei coach.
Well, Jacob, it's such an honor to talk to a phenomenal athlete and fighter like yourself. I'm going to step back. I thank you. You two guys have anything to say, go for it. Thank you so much, Jacob.
Thank you, too.
Yeah,
you're
Jacob,
welcome.
It's Matthew here. I just want to say like he said, you know, thanks for being on with us, buddy. It was cool to talk to you. You know, you're obviously a very talented young guy. And I think that the MMA world has a lot to expect from Jacob the Bull Brown. And like you said, you go out, you try your best every time, and that's what'll count. And people are gonna get to know you, and they're gonna be proud to know who you are. You're a really really shining young man, Jacob. It was an honor talking to you.
Thank you very much.
You know, Jacob, Skippy and Matthew just stole those words right out of my mouth, okay? You are a phenomenal athlete, and you keep training and winning those gold medals, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, Jacob, you have a good night, all right, buddy? Get some rest and get to school tomorrow, okay?
Good night.
All right, bye.
And to Jacob's mom and dad, I would like to thank both of them personally real quick.
Yeah.
And for all they've done to help him and the other kids get to tournaments and get the practices and the support they show the community of mixed martial arts, and especially kids in general. And to Jacob, to his mom and dad, you guys have been really good to me privately. So I really thank you guys for everything you've done.
Absolutely. And, You can find him on facebook.com/jujitsujake. And the MMAUniversity.com, you can find out a lot about him and a lot about the school and stuff that they've got going on there. And like Skippy said a minute ago, on Twitter, at Jiu-Jitsu Jacob. So that's all the places you can find out what he's got going on, where he's going to be at next, future tournaments, all that kind of stuff. It was a phenomenal interview with a nice young man who's definitely got a bright future in the sport.
Yeah, I agree, Matthew. Watching, you know, and as somebody who's been watching him for months now, about 6-7 months, I've been really paying attention to what he's doing and his progression. You could see the progression in the videos from tournament to tournament, less and less mistakes, tighter and tighter holds. But the thing, you know, I didn't really get into is the kid's got such control in a tournament, it's amazing. He slapped the kid in a Kimura, knew the kid started crying because he was getting into pain, and he just held a dominant position and didn't lock it down so he could, you know, finish the match off without hurting the kid. So he's got a compassionate
wow.
heart.
Great knowledge.
Which is
yeah,
really
great knowledge.
Cool.
You've got to,
that's
that
impressive.
Shows, yeah, that shows respect. That shows sportsmanship. That shows his control, that he knows that this is all I need to do to get the win. I don't need to do any further to hurt this kid or to harm anybody. So that's a phenomenal sportsmanship there from a 9-year-old boy. That's awesome.
Definitely.
Real quick,
we got a little time to kill, so let's all BS, man, about some kick MMA, man. And while I have everybody on here, do not forget, this coming weekend, Cage Rage 6 and Budo Fights 9, both will be streamed for free. Links will be on madhouse.com. You can go there and find all the information. You guys, I got my spiel out of the way. And, hey, Reed Parker and the boys down at Brawl Base, we love you guys.
Yeah, brawlbase.com, we do thank you. It's been an honor to be a part of this show for these last 10 episodes. I know Cage Fire is in great hands with Skippy and Caitlin as Cage Fire transitions to focus on Oregon MMA because Oregon is stacked with MMA. So I know they're going to do awesome over there. And I'm going to move over to Full Guard Fight Radio with Jason London from Full Guard Fight Gear. Thank you, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. So we'll be focusing mainly on Florida MMA, but we will discuss, talk about any and all MMA news in the known universe. So we won't have any limits, as I know you guys won't. I know you guys will focus on Oregon, but any and all MMA that takes place, and MMA Madhouse is all over it. We have no boundaries. So.
And Matthew, the word's getting around quick. I got contacted from a manager out of ATT in Coconut Creek, and he's definitely wanting your information because he'd like to feed you some guests.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know we are Hector Lombard comes out of ATT Miami, so we'll have him on with us. And I got a few connections out there. You know, the people at Fight Time Promotions are great. They've been great with
good
us. We're actually going to have. Our second show, we're going to actually have Howard Davis Jr., the CEO and owner of Fight Time Promotions. So that'll be great because I'll be out there at Fight Time 12 on November 2nd in Fort Lauderdale. Real quick, this weekend, I will be at Florida Combat Challenge 3. That is going to be Friday night. The night before that is actually our first episode with Full Guard Fight Radio. And we're going to have Dion DeLauder, who runs and operates Florida Combat Network, on with us. He's actually going to be taking time out from the back end of his weigh-ins. That's actually the night of his weigh-ins. But because he understands the connection and the driving force behind local MMA, he's going to take a half an hour out with us that night and be our second guest on the first episode. So I want to say thanks, Dion, and we're looking forward to talking to you. I've talked with him a few times. Great guy. Has nothing but his passion is driving MMA, and it's a great person to be associated with. And I'm looking forward to his fight this Friday and looking forward to that interview on Thursday. So, Caitlin, it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun interviewing and hosting with you here. Cage Fire Radio is.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had fun.
I mean, I taught you something, if nothing else. You know, you came onto this show with no.
Really?
You taught her never to marry a guy like you.
Oh, yeah.
that's fine. I feel like my girlfriend would probably be a little unhappy with anybody wanting to be with anybody like me anyways. There's not many people that can say that. So.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on, let me get my boots on, man. Shit's getting deep.
There's not many people that could put up with me, so I think I found the one that can. So
I can see why.
I think I think the sea monster is more like Caitlyn's type of guy anyway, since she was...
Oh, God. I don't know why you need to resort back to that.
She was drooling all over herself.
That is your kind of guy, Caitlyn. That is so, like, I can see you guys having little sea monsters running around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I can't believe
boy.
You just said that on air, Skippy.
I think the sea monster just swam far, far, far under the ocean after that comment.
Oh, geez. I don't know if he swam faster or I did.
Well, you were probably chasing after him, honestly.
No, I highly doubt that.
All right. Well, I think we're out of time. I'm going to, once again, brawlbase.com, thank you very much for having us. Thank you for continually supporting Cage Fire as they transition into the next chapter. And Clinch Custom Moth Guards, check them out. Get clinched. I'm going to get clinched Thursday night with Jason London as we start the first episode to the future of MMA Madhouse. We'll leave you guys in the dust, and I'm going pro. So peace out. We'll see you soon.
Oh, jeez.
I got to laugh about that because – they're going pro, man. That must mean I'm a Hall of fucking Famer.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what that means because you're getting demoted. I mean, you were doing MMA Madhouse Radio, and you're getting demoted to the Cage Fire.
Oh, no. Look, all I'm doing
is... Oh, wow. Okay.
First of all, I'm still the host of Madhouse.com Live every Wednesday and all special episodes. But second of all, I decided, seeing as you were going to go and start a new show that I thought... this would be the perfect time for a great, great commentator and radio host like myself to come and join a budding, blossoming, beautiful rose that grew from the shit that was your show. So we're going to make it beautiful.
My goodness.
Wow, there's some hostility on this show
you
today.
Don't listen to Cage Fire Radio, but Cage Fire Radio has been a show of breaking news. We got guys calling each other out. Did you miss the Charlie Gathers episode? I don't think that's
right.
That's garbage.
So you guys
have
had a kick-ass run. I'm so looking forward to what you and London do.
Me and Jason London, we haven't talked much, but from what we have talked, I'm psyched about teaming up with that guy. That guy's got some connections, some knowledge, and we're going to have a great show. Real quick, before I forget, though, shout-out to Amy Cadwell, War Amy. She's got a fight very, very soon. And War Charlie Gathers, who's got to fight very, very soon. Both of those are MMA Madhouse fighters that we support 137%. So go get them, Amy. Go get them, Charlie.
Wow.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm going to ignore most of what Skippy said. He can't really use MMA Madhouse Radio.
I know. You can't face the truth, can you?
No, it's not that. Come on. He co-hosts with LaPati. I'm not even going there. Like, that guy, like, I don't even know what to say.
Jeez, you got some hate for some Madhouse members?
No, I love Carl.
He's just mad because he thinks that Pocky could have been his dad because any one of those dogs that got over the fence, you know.
I'm not even sure what that means, but I know it's garbage.
Hey, you guys kick it. You guys have fun tonight. I'll be down to listen to your new show. Caitlyn, me and you will be burning it up next week. Everybody, you guys have a good night. Get out, support local MMA. War Amy Cadwell taking home that Budo Fights title for Madhouse.
Absolutely. All right, well, I'm going to say good night.
Time to disperse. Party's over.